At the main stage of the festival at Metropolitan Park, an entertainer is helping a large group of primary school students work off some of the international food they've eaten for lunch. The World of Nations Festival isn't exactly open to the public yet. It's school field trip day, but by the end of the weekend, more than 70,000 people, including 12,000 school children, would have experienced the global celebration. At the newest tent, Japan, two women are showing kids how to make origami animals. Yoko Lafferty, the tent's organizer, says she made the decision to participate after white parents, whose children attend her Japanese school, asked her to.
The parents, you know, from our school really wanted to introduce our culture to the community here in Jacksonville.
Across the crowded field, a group of Syrian American women are taking part in a traditional group dance. One of them is the somewhat out of breath Lynn Kati. She says the event is about more than just good food and dance, however. It's about breaking down barriers.
Unfortunately, most of the people in the United States have never heard of Syria prior, let's say 5 years ago. And I'm very torn apart to see that everybody, whatever they have left in their hearts and knowledge about Syria, is so distorted from the real Syria.
The countries represented at the festival vary from year to year. And Khatib says Jacksonville's diversity ensures there's never a shortage of participants. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.